The chief executive of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akwesiose, says he has confidence in the ministry's health efforts to resolve the financial and essential drugs challenges facing the hospital. Dr. Ose was speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankra on the threat the lack of funds and essential drugs is posing to the security of staff who often are attacked by psychiatric patients.
Just as we've learned that the nurses are threatening to lay down their tools. And the reason is simple, that the hospital does not have the requisite resources to run the services for everybody to feel secure. The nurses feel threatened that in the absence of adequate food to give to patients, in the absence of adequate medication to calm patients down, in fact, to treat them, patients then turn their anger on the nurses, and the nurses are at the receiving end of the aggression, and some get injured, and so they feel insecure. This is not to say that, yes, they should lay down their tools, but to show the practical challenges that they're going through. And we've been making efforts, liaising with the ministry so that monies can be released to them. We are hoping that within this week, monies will be released.
And should it be difficult for money to be released, what is the next action you would want to support your staff to take?
We want to continue to dialogue with them and dialogue with the ministry. That's the only tool available to us.
But Dr. Ose, are you seeing your way clear? Is the ministry not cooperating with you?
The ministry is showing everything that they can. They are giving us all assurances. So I have no reason to doubt the ministry's commitment. But I suppose the ministry also does not have the money itself. So they will also need to get it from the Minister of Finance. So I believe that they are doing what they can.
That was the chief executive of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akwesiose, talking to George Ankra.